Rose Goodale was the first one in her family to graduate from college and the first one to own a home. But Rose's triumph was short-lived. Her brother, who had contributed to covering household expenses, recently died. When she was just 2 weeks late on paying her mortgage to One West Bank, they refused to take the money. She and One West Bank spent over 2 years going back and forth with paperwork and loan modifications. They foreclosed her in March, and her eviction notice arrived in September. She refused to budge.
My stance was I was going to stay here and I was going to wait till the sheriff to show up because I refused to leave my home.
SEIU, the Service Employee International Union Local 1000, offers foreclosure prevention workshops to prevent a situation like Rose's from happening. The classes discuss the policies and laws concerning foreclosures and loan modifications. Claudia Gambaro, who is a state employee and works at the SEIU Local 1000, was laid off in February of 2009. She, too, faced foreclosure but learned through the nonprofit organization Hope Against Hope Now how to hold onto her home.
So, like so many people, I had to make a decision whether to walk away from the home, which I did not want to do, and end up with a foreclosure, or stay and fight and try to make it, which I decided I would do.
She now encourages people to take these classes so that she can help others. Rose was able to renegotiate with One West Bank and Fannie Mae.
They were finally speaking to me, and they worked out a loan modification where now I can keep the home and I could start making my payments, which is what I was basically wanting to do since day one.
Rose has advice for those in her situation. Do not walk away from your home, but fight for it. Smitha Bandade, Annenberg Radio News.